The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill has dodged another pothole on Capitol Hill.
The motion is agreed to.
In yet another rare Saturday session, senators voted to advance the bill. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin helped write the legislation.
A compromise that will address our infrastructure needs without going overboard.
We are one step closer to completing this product.
Texas Senator John Cornyn was one of 18 Republicans who joined Democrats to push the bill forward. But Republicans aren't done trying to put their stamp on the bill.
To fund infrastructure projects in communities across our country without increasing the deficit.
This week, the Congressional Budget Office predicted the bill would add $256 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years.
The full Senate deserves its full chance to shape this important legislation.
The Senate has already considered 22 amendments with more to come, and Republicans will have another chance to block the bill before a final vote.
We can get this done the easy way or the hard way.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says while Democrats are willing to make a few more changes to the bill, it's time to get on with it.
The Senate will stay in session until we finish our work. It's up to my Republican colleagues how long it takes.
A final vote on the bill is likely within the next few days. Again, there's no set date for a final vote, but pushback from conservative lawmakers could stall things until Monday or even Tuesday night. For now in Washington, Raquel Martin, News Nation.